All right, that's no Ernie Banks, but we'll take it. You know, we won't apologize for it either. Such is life in the NFL. The guys made the necessary plays to get out of the stadium with the win. Big-time kudos to all the people that made the necessary plays, particularly Lawrence Timmons. What a big play there for us in overtime. On the injury front, Ryan Clark is being evaluated for a concussion. Don't have definitive information on that at this time. It happened too late in the game. And Ben has a right shoulder that's being evaluated. Don't know the status of that as I sit here right now. Obviously, those two men are critical to our efforts here moving ahead. When I get information, you'll get it. But I love the contributions by all parties involved. Short some bodies. Guys had an opportunity to step up. Appreciate their efforts. Enough to win. Questions?
Was Ben taken out of the stadium tonight?
To my knowledge, he was. But again, I don't know where he is as I sit here right now.
Mike, can you talk about what Byron did coming in?
You know, the great thing about Byron is he's got a very consistent demeanor, a very calming presence. It wasn't a pretty body of work by any of us, but his consistency remains the same in terms of demeanor. It was a stabilizing force for us. We appreciate him. Big time play, several plays for him, particularly down the stretch. I thought the third down conversion to Jericho Cotri was huge.
And if Ben long term cannot get, Byron would be your guy that you would
get. Yeah, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals as I sit here right now. I'll wait to see what his status is like before we make any of those determinations.
Coach, you shut him down pretty well on third downs.
The big thing was, and particularly I thought the second half was calming the rundown to the point where we had him in some third and long situations where we could apply some pressure. Too often, particularly in the first half of the game, I thought they were coming up in third and shorts, third and two, third and three, because they were running the ball effectively, and I got to give them credit for that. But down the stretch, we effectively stopped the run, and it got them in third and long, and then we were playing to our strengths, if you will.
Did they defensively throw you off of what you were aiming to do tonight?
No, it was just, you know, we didn't perform very well. You know, we accept responsibility for that. We're not going to make excuses. We're not going to take anything away from our opponent either, though. That group came to play tonight. Tip my hat to Coach Cornell and company over there. But we didn't do enough to play good football. We did do enough to win, though.
Mike, you used three different punt returners. What were you searching there for?
No, we weren't. To my knowledge, we only used two.
Well, I thought Sanders had that first, the first one.
No, he didn't. He didn't. We just used Gil Reath. We gave Chris Rainey one.
Coach, can you give us a characterization of your level of concern about Ben right now?
I'm not, because again, I don't live in the hypothetical world. I wait till I get information, and then I'll respond accordingly to that information.
Coach, can you talk about the consistency of Sean Sweezum game after game?
He's been rock solid for us, you know, not only tonight but all season, regardless of circumstances or condition. We respect him, man. He's a critical part of our football team.
Coach, when Ben got hurt, did you initially thought, he was really hurt, or is it something that he just told you that now?
Again, I just get information from my medical staff. It was at the end of the possession. They came off the field. Some point in the middle of the next possession when the defense was on the field, I got information that he was being evaluated, and that's all that I knew regarding it.
All right, good. Thanks.
Thank you.